first in your walk, baby, and that's bona fide talk.
Bona fide talk, yeah. Bona fide talk. Keep God first in your walk, baby. That's bona fide talk, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep God first in your walk, baby. That's bona fide talk, yeah. Bona fide talk.
Praise God, church. Praise the Lord. I am your host, Evangelist Falana, a.k.a. Bonafide Talk, and you are listening to the Christian radio broadcast, Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. We are so delighted that you have joined us today and equally delighted about our featured guest this evening. But before we get started, let us open up tonight's radio broadcast with a prayer, okay? So clear our hearts and minds, please. Dear God, we come to you now. We are bowing our heads to you, to the throne of grace. Dear God, we just want to say thank you for everything that you have done for us. We thank you for your blessings and even our tough love blessings that you send our way to discipline us, because we know that you chastise us only because you love us. Dear God, I ask that you give me and the featured guest the appropriate words to say so that we are able to minister to the needs of your people, dear God. I ask that you shield us from the tactics of the enemy to steal, kill, and destroy, up to and including trying to block this message coming from tonight's radio broadcast. It is all about you, dear God. Dear God, we ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Family, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Here is a message from our sponsor, Pastor Frank Henderson of Excel Fellowship.
What's up, everybody? It's your man, Frank Henderson, the pastor of Excel Fellowship Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's an honor to meet you and to come to you right here on Bonafide Radio. Check it out. Excel Fellowship Church, we meet every Sunday at 11 a.m. at 3908 Arrow Drive, right here in the big city of Raleigh, North Carolina. Our mission is real simple. We are reaching the lost, equipping the saints, and manifesting Christ. We look forward to seeing you real soon. Okay, now let's get back to Bonafide Talk.
Welcome back, guys. You're listening to the live broadcast, Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. It is now to present our featured guest. Hey, rewards, certificates, and accomplishments. Lord knows he's received plenty. But his spirit greatest accomplishments is his outreach work in the cities of Oakland, Fairfield, Inglewood, and all over the country. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up right now for the star of our show tonight, Evangelist Andre Beam. Yay! Welcome, Evangelist Andre, affectionately known as Simply Dre. How are you doing this evening?
I am as well as to be expected, just leaving a beautiful service at Living Waters Ministries in Cordelia, Fairfield, California. And, you know, when you get that good word in, woman of God, I tell you right now, it is a good thing when you have been equipped with the necessary essentials that you would need to go out and fight this good fight of faith.
Amen.
In regards to Pastor Mike, I have to give honor to my pastor, Pastor Nathan Justin and First Lady Shonda Justin in Cordelia, again, / Fairfield, California, Living Waters. There's a different sense to being Living Waters in a stagnant pond. I'm glad I'm in a Living Water like yourself as opposed to a stagnant pond, because things begin to die when the water ain't moving.
Oh, you better preach that. Absolutely, Evangelist. Yeah. Like they're very eloquently put. Listen, I know that you're rolling. I want to thank you again publicly for taking time out of your hectic schedule to help me with this because, you know, clearly this is an issue. You know, our guys, they're leaving the church and they're leaving at a pretty rapid pace. Now, we have gone over some things in the previous radio broadcast regarding men. We need you back in leadership. And we had discussed the possibility of Andre, right, of coming up with things that would entice or encourage our guys to come back to the church and to take their proper place in leadership. One of the things that I recall mentioned was something that I brought up about how the various multi-level marketing businesses are, such as Mary Kay, Prepaid Legal, et cetera, that they do various things to try to make people feel welcome. Do you think that that is a way to try to encourage our men to come back into their position of leadership?
There's no doubt in my mind. Matter of fact, the message that was preached on today was out of 1 John 4:4, great is he that lives in you and he that is in the world. And what my pastor asked the question that was proposed is what was proposed was, what is in you? And what is lacking with our men and our leadership as I tiptoe through the tulips, as I travel, as I'm invited to these mega churches, small churches, big settings, small settings. You know what I'm saying, sis? Like you just said, Mary Kay, and all these other Prepaid Legal, they do the very things that they feel that will entice you. So they use all their logos, they use all the things that they could possibly come up with in terms of marketing, as you just illustrated. But I strongly believe what we need to do, as I would say all the time, is love. The Bible says, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. And when people don't feel that love, you look at what's going on in today's time of society. There's so much hatred. The enemy has so many of his advocates doing so much. It's time for us to just start simply loving on one another. And when people see that, believe me, they will gravitate to that like a bandage to a wound. That is our marketing strategy, if you will. That is the way that we entice them. We do it with love.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, here's the thing. I take no credit for this, Evangelist Andre. I think you know me well enough to know. But by the grace of God, I've learned how to, through personal experience, minister to people who are suicidal. And it is nothing for me to get a call maybe or a text or something 3 to 5 times a month regarding people who are contemplating suicide. And see, here's the thing. I understand where they are because I was there, you know. And what I've grown to understand, Evangelist Andre, is that oftentimes, it's just like you just said, people want to be felt like they're loved, that they are important, that they do matter, and, you know, various things like that. And we're missing the love element in a lot of aspects, I believe, Evangelist Andre, in the body of Christ. You know, we preach and, you know, we perform, you know, in some instances, unfortunately, that is the case, you know, we perform. But where is the love, you know? So my question for you, Evangelist Andre, would be this. What I was thinking, maybe something as small, and I say small because to me it is small. Anything that we do to try to help, it's really on a small level compared to what God can do. God just uses us to make it happen. I was thinking about something that appeals to men, like maybe sports events, or what are some other ideas that you can think of that would encourage our men to come back to church?
Well, with the mindset that I have, because, you know, one of the reasons why I even chose to do your radio show, first of all, is because I love you, and you have the number one show on this side, at least in North Carolina. I know you're doing your thing, North Carolina, South Carolina, and all those ends of the South. And it's very important that I associate, and understand where I'm going with this. It's very essential and imperative that I associate and affiliate myself as an artist and also as an evangelist, because I get asked to do certain radio stations on certain things, and certain things I can't do. There's just certain things that just, you know, it would vex my spirit. But there's things, there was a way that you presented yourself. You were very soft. You were very gentle. You were very pleasing. And that enticed me. And then, of course, you have a Christian show that talks about such topics as this. And so I was on an airplane once.
And I remember picking up the National Geographic Woman of God, and I remember reading it from page to page. If you're familiar with the magazine, many of us are, just like the TV show. And they were talking about the tusk elephant that's found in a certain part of Africa. Now, if you can recall, Big Mama and them and Great Grandma and them, they used to have a tusk elephant statues. It started from the baby elephant all the way up to the mother of a father elephant, right?
Absolutely.
And what happened was, when I did my research, as I was watching these researches in a certain part of Africa, they were trying to, what they did, they gathered the baby elephants and kept them in a fence that they weren't accustomed to. So what happened was the baby elephants begin to get riled up, if you will, and they knock over the fence. Now, as I'm turning the pages, watch this. As I'm turning the pages, I'm noticing that these elephants were running into the fence. As I'm reading, they're literally running into the fence. They have blood coming down their faces. Now, I'm on my way from Vegas to California, and I'm paying attention. This blew me away. And God ministered to my spirit. This also helped answer the question and give us some type of analysis. Now, watch this. What happened? So when they knocked over the fence, of course they went into the wild, and they, you know, even though they're baby elephants, they're heavy. And since they weren't accustomed to being away from their mothers and fathers, so when you see that statue that Grandma and them, some of us still got it lined up on our pictures on the wall or whatever have you. That's the way that these animals are accustomed to coming up, from the baby all the way down to the big. It's like a little triumph. It's like a domino. You know, all the way to the mother, to the father elephant. Now, happened was they ran wild, and they began to trample over people like our young folk do, young men. We're talking about men now. They began to kill people like our young men. They began to have no respect for what the other people had, but they were just running wild. So what they did was they got one of the researchers said, well, what have we done? We've made a mistake. And one of the researchers said, no, we haven't. As I began to read and tiptoe through the tulips of the National Geographic, and I saw that came up with the idea, let's get the big elephant and the mother elephant and the father elephant. So look what happened. They had 200 elephants that they had pinned up, the ones that they had that escaped. All but two lined up behind these big elephants once they found some big elephants. You know why? Because this is what they were accustomed, conditioned, and conformed to. And you know what God ministered to my spirit, woman of God?
What's that?
It comes to our young men of God, and this goes to the young men and the older men and the leaders, as the topic of our show is.
Amen.
One of the very reasons why our young men are running wild, trampling over people, killing people, not having a respect for other individuals, simply because there are no more big elephants for them to line up behind.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So we need some more. You remember we used to have our leaders. We used to have our role models out there.
Yes, we did. We don't
have them no more.
No, we do not.
And
we
sad to
not.
Say, they can. Sad to say, they can very seldom find them in the church.
You know, and that is bona fide talk. And I think this is the basis for where we're coming from. Men, we need you back in leadership because we do need some more big elephants. So my question for you, Evangelist Andre, I know from a woman's point of view how I would do things, but from a man's point of view, how do we backtrack and develop the big elephants? Because I think that somewhere along the line, we either have forgotten how to or we don't want to. How do we position our big elephants back into position?
Again, so it starts with what they have to do, those who are in leadership, because as the topic of the show, what happened to our men in leadership. So the men that are in leadership, we need to unify. We need to show people that two is better than one. We need
there
to show people how can two walk together unless they agree. Instead of me having my all-person agenda, you having your all-person agenda, you having yours, and we can't even come together and come up with a proper idea. The Bible says we are like letters. That means that people are not only watching us, they're also reading us. So they're watching with a practice eye and a photographic memory. What I would say and what I suggest to that answer, I mean, it all boils back to the same thing. We must show that we are the light. We must show unification. So if I had to sum that up with one word, we need to unify as leaders.
Okay.
And
Amen.
We will show the rest of the world, we will show other leaders and people up under us. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Bravo. And that, Brother Andre, is definitely bona fide talk. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take another quick commercial break. Here is my sister, Donna Stanville, representative for Lincoln Heritage.
Hi, I'm Donna Stanville. I'm your ambassador. I represent your community. Here at Lincoln Heritage, we offer free educational workshops on different types of life insurance. We want to ensure proper coverage to help alleviate stress on your loved ones during those difficult times. To learn more about what we offer, please call at 252-468-2147. Again, that number is 252-468-2147.
Welcome back to Bonafide Talk, guys, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. And we have the pleasure of having with us, again, featured guest, Evangelist Andre Beam. You know, Andre, I know that you soon have to depart. I so appreciate you. I have one question. I have one more question. We've identified
yes, ma'am.
What we need to do. And it says in the Bible, as we all know that's on this radio broadcast, and maybe there's some that don't know, that where two or three are joined together. You know, I don't mean to make this a African-American issue or Caucasian issue or anything like that, but the truth of the matter is, statistically, when it comes to something bad, African-Americans are suffering the most. That has been,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion, the problem with African-Americans in general, why we have so many issues within our community. Where do we begin? I can't help but reflect back to the Willa Lynch letter that you and I had talked about on the previous show. And I don't know if Willie existed or not, but what I do know is much of what was in that letter talked about the effort that was made to divide us. So what do we do to, quote, unquote, reverse the curse, you think?
You know, I like that. That's a very interesting question. But I would say this. You know, you talked about history. And also with our people, all we have to do is just look around. That's all we have to do. Now, when you say what we, the word that will be underlined in red ink is, see, the ability to speak must be tantamount with the wisdom to listen. So when you say we, I assume you're talking about the leaders. I assume
I am.
You're talking about the people that are in certain positions. And so what we need to do, the sun, the S-U-N, it is said to be 92 point something, that's rounded off to the nearest 100. The sun is 93 million miles away from Earth, but yet it's able to span to do its job in a span from 6 to 12 seconds. In other words, it's 93 million miles away from Earth, but it causes things to grow. It shines light on dark situations. It causes things to flourish. The sun being 93 million miles away from Earth, my question to myself and to the rest of the people who are listening and our leaders, how can the sun do its job from 93 million miles away from Earth, and here we are on Earth, and we can't seem to be doing our job? If we did, we wouldn't have these type of questions proposed. We
Absolutely.
Need to come to glory be to God. What we need to do is do something, like I noticed that you do a lot of research on your history. And we could do a lot of research on our history, and we see that, you know, we've been through the Willie Lynch, you know, certain things that has happened. Like I always say, Martin Luther King, I was born 4/4/68. The day that Martin Luther King died, I was born, the same day that he was assassinated. Martin Luther King, he had a dream. Martin Luther King, he had a dream. It is up for us to make that dream come true. Now, how do we do it? And when you say we're going to have to start coming together. We're going to have to start coming up with ideas. We're going to have to what they would call brainstorming. When that boy built that thing with Facebook, which is like the number one
the number one,
you know, and we already know what kind of money he having. He had a few friends. It was a few people who started before him. They were in a garage and came up with a multi-billion dollar idea. Now, I'm out here in the Bay Area where these people live, the ones who came up with the idea. They were in a garage. What they did, they brainstormed. I got an idea. You got an idea. Let's put these thoughts together. Two are better than one.
Absolutely.
Two are better
Absolutely.
Than one. Why do you think Jesus sent the disciples out in two? Two has a major impact. Two is a significant number. When Moses built the ark, he had two. How can two walk together unless they agree? With two or more gathered in my name, there I am in the midst also.
Amen.
We can at least get two people to come together. So we can, again, that word unity again, we have to come together. We have to show the people that we are the light. We have to show the people that, you know, like yourself, different radio stations. You guys, I do so many interviews. You guys be having so many brilliant ideas. I'll be saying a lot of the hosts of the radio stations, you guys have a lot of answers. But we have to come together some kind of way. We have to unify. And that's how you get things like the Million Man March. That's how you
Amen.
Get million men. Not women. Women did their thing too now. But that's how they got that. You have people coming together on one accord, with one accord, and for a short period of time, you know, people started. You know, people came together. They unified. They talked about that Million Man March for a whole year, and it changed their hearts. It changed the way that they thought. It had Crips and Bloods loving on each other when they used to shoot and kill each other. It
sure
had the
did.
West Side and the East Side. You know what I mean?
Sure did. Sure
you know,
did.
So I say we brainstorm with these brilliant ideas that has been invested in us by the Spirit of God. How can
Amen.
We miss?
Amen, amen. And Andre, speaking of unifying, ladies and gentlemen, I see you on the switchboards. I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Those of you that are in the chat room, I love you too. If you feel up to it, post your questions and comments now in the chat room. And for those of you that are on the switchboard, please feel free to dial now, 347-327-9688, and press 1 if you have a question or comment or contribution to tonight's discussion. Okay, so everybody is okay for right now, Andre. But, yes, you're right. Everything is about unity in order to make change. Martin Luther King talked about it. Malcolm X, the late, great Malcolm X talked about it. Gandhi and other leaders before us. Now, I want to talk with you a little bit about the media. I know you have to go. Just slide this in for me real quick. I want to talk with you about the media. Is it possible that we do indeed have leaders, but the media isn't publicizing it?
You know what? The media, you know, it's the media is kind of like all, it's like almost like every man for himself with that media. Because the media, as you can see, they'll bring you up. Me and you can come up with a beautiful idea, sis, and that
right.
media, it'll blow us up. We use it the right way, oh, it'll blow us up. We start making some money, and we start doing things that's connected to the world, but we know that we connected to the world to win the world. You know,
Absolutely.
We know that. But that media blow you up, as we seem to do a lot of our African American people. And the moment you get a speeding ticket, it'll tear you down.
Mm-hmm.
They go from a speeding ticket to your mama was on crack, your nephew ain't no good, and you did penitentiary time 10 years ago. You know, they're not paying no attention. They don't look at it through the eyes of a believer. They don't know the media don't know nothing about being delivered. They don't know nothing about a God that can save a wretch like you and me. They don't know nothing about you can be delivered from your transgressions, your infirmities, and your iniquities as God continue to work on you. The media can care less about that. That's why I say the leaders, because we can have our own media. You know, you have
Absolutely.
A lot of black enterprises. You got a lot of black stuff. You even got a magazine called Black Enterprise, Black Ebony.
Did.
We got a lot of black-owned stuff, you know. And so we have to come together again and show these people who we are in a meeting. My answer to that question is like they can make you or break you, you know.
Amen.
But it's kind of like every man for himself on that meeting. You got to be careful what you put out there.
That's true.
You
got to
be careful what you put out there.
We have a caller, honey.
You got a caller?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Caller with the number ending 3574. You're now on Bonafide Talk. What is your question, comment, or contribution to tonight's discussion?
Hi, I just like to say God bless you to you and the minister on the line, Minister Andre Bean. I wanted to just state that you all are talking about bringing men back into the leadership role. I appreciate this topic because I really do feel like that it's so many women in leadership right now that we need to find our foundation with the men being the head again. And I like the way that Minister Andre Bean brought out the fact that they need to unify, that we need to begin with unity, because if we're not unified, we find so much division in the house of God. So I want to just state the fact, and I don't think I have a question, but I want to state the fact that having the men in the leadership role is vitally important. And as we begin to unify in the churches, in the public, in the workplace, wherever, you know, we need the unity to become stronger, I want to know from Minister Andre Bean, what is it with our young men? What is it that the schools or even at home, what can we offer to the young men that would lead them back? If there's no strong role models in the home, what is it for our young men that we can propose to them that would lead them back, that would show them unity?
You know, that's good. You mentioned something about the home, which is a very good. We was talking about that at the event, a forum that I had to advocate the other day in Oakland, California, and we had our young men in there. And some people was talking about some of the young men was speaking of the fact that their homes were broken, and really that's really where it starts. And so what we can do, you know, we still have things like the Boys Club, the Girls Club. Somebody got to take the, you know, you remember back in the day, we used to hear about Big Brother, you know, they
yes.
even got the Big Sister thing, you know, and people just taking the time out to go to these broken homes, like Brother Rodney Alamo and myself, a lot of you guys are familiar with him in the Bay Area at least, and you know, we take the inner city youth, some of them come from broken homes, we take them and we take them to the baseball games, we take them on field trips, you know, we need more like that, you know what I mean, men and women, you know, and I like that you talked, what you said in regards to the women, you know, you do see a lot of women. You even go to church now, evangelist. You know, you see a lot of women at every event. Matter of fact, when you do the statistics, even with
yeah.
the gospel industry, women take, it's like 86%. You know, so it's like, you know, and it's time for the men to stand up and come out of what they're in. All men are not in jail. All men are not gay. All men are not,
Amen.
You know, minds are on drugs. You know what I mean?
Amen.
There
Amen.
Are some strong men out there. And we need to take that big brother attitude, you know what I'm saying? And we need to keep having radio shows like this and platforms to where people listen to us. We have the media, as Sister Evangelist was saying. We have the media. We need to keep putting positive things on Facebook and things like that, you know, not just look at me. If you're going to have a picture, let it be a positive quote. Let people know the picture before that. You know what I mean? You weren't always.
Absolutely.
Everybody who got where he is started where he was.
Yeah.
You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
So, you know, we need to go into these houses. I believe we need to have the Big Brother, that's it. That should never stop. They should have commercials on that.
Amen.
And they stop funding it. This is why you don't see the commercials. You see them like once a year now. They stop funding it. I thought a lot about this. I did my research. There used to be millions of dollars behind these commercials. They don't even fund that no more. You know, they'd
wow.
rather fund something about a war or something else or whatever,
sure.
you know, build another
this
jail to put our men in as opposed to funding things like that. I truly believe, once again, that of course, you know, I know that the topic is not unity, but we have to go in and we have to be bold, sister. Answering your question in conclusion, we need to be bold. We need to be radical. Because if we don't be bold and radical in our young men's lives, guess what? The enemy will.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah,
so
you
if
know,
there's
Andre,
anybody under
think,
the sound of my voice, even under the sound of Sister Falana's voice and our callers, you know, we need to be bold. We need to be radical. Because right now, every question that's proposed, we're talking about radical results. But we're not going to get no radical results until we're willing to do something radical. God did not give the men the spirit or the woman the spirit of fear, but the spirit of boldness. And we need to take charge right now and let
Amen.
Our young men know that they need
Amen.
To be loved. Sometimes
Amen.
When I talk to a lot of them thugs, all they want is to be loved. They need to be heard, you know. So I would say, sister, again, you know that big brother thing, you know, if you have nieces and nephews or know of families that have broken homes, they need men to go in and to mentor them. The mentor, that was the word I was looking for. You used to have a lot of commercials
mm-hmm.
and stuff on that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even
mm-hmm.
talk about that. They don't even talk about that on the media, honey, no more, on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need
mm-hmm.
mentors, you know. Yeah, I believe we can solve a lot of it. We ain't going to be able to solve everything. We're not going to be able to break the glass, but I guarantee you we'll crack it.
There you go. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know something, Andre, you mentioned earlier that the topic really isn't about unity, but it's about men. But you know what? They're kind of coincide because that's what we're after. We need our men to unify and take back their proper position in leadership and do what we can as women, as I'm sure the sister can attest to aid in that. What I'm also hearing from you, Evangelist Andre, is that I believe that some of us have become a bit complacent or even downright lazy regarding our evangelistic approach to reaching the lost. You know what I mean? And I think that we need to take inventory and look within ourselves to find out what can we do individually to sharpen up our skill set. And we have another call, ladies and gentlemen. Call with the number ending in 8248. You are now on Bonafide Talk. What is your question, comment, or contribution to tonight's discussion?
Well, I'm enjoying the conversation that you're having, and most certainly our men are needed to lead the women and lead this nation, and I'm really excited about what you're doing. My comment is I was listening at Minister Andre Bean, but this scripture came to me, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And the violence taketh it by force. And I believe if we will take the time as to individually pray, and when people say just prayer, well, prayer changes things. When you can't do things, at least you can pray. A prayer with a sincere heart will change things. It'll change your life. It'll change other people's life. And the other thing is, what's missing is actually the love that Amen. We would have for one another, our neighbors. I remember when my mom used to go to the Skid Row and pull a bomb off the street and bring them in our house and feed the homeless. We wouldn't do that now because we're so fearful that something will go wrong. But it means something to show love. And if we show enough love, if enough of us come together as two people touching and agreeing on any one single thing, something will happen, and for the better.
Amen. Agree 110%. You know, to kind of bring things back into perspective a little bit, I want to make it, bring it back. I didn't mean to, you know, actually make it a African-American issue because reality is an everyone issue. The Caucasian community is suffering in this area also. Exactly, exactly. So, you know, for my Caucasian family that's on board right now, if you have a question or comment, we don't want to leave you out. We love you. If you have a question or comment or would like to participate in tonight's discussion, feel free. Yes, I want to acknowledge the lady that's speaking.
Yes.
Hello, did you have something to say? Okay, maybe they're saying an amen or something like that. Go ahead, Andre.
Okay, well, I was just thinking about what the woman of God was saying. First of all, we thank you for calling in. But I was thinking about what she was saying. When she spoke about prayer, it was something I was going to mention, but I knew somebody would introduce it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because of the fact we have to have a foundation. You know, you can't just go out and go, you know, if you got the five P's, proper planning prevents poor performance. You know what I mean? So you know, we have to have a foundation, and the foundation to it would be prayer. We pray.
Yes.
You know, and I believe that God will bless us with the desires of our heart because that's what His Word says. You know, and as leaders, we stand on it. We stand on it. You know, and like you said, Evangelist, you know, we have to start with ourselves.
Absolutely.
Lamentations chapter 3, verse 40. You know, let us examine our ways. You know. And I guarantee you, you know, Michael Jackson said it very clearly. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make that change.
Amen. Yes, he did. Yeah. Yes, he did. Yeah. And, you know, in addition to that, go ahead.
Go ahead, sis.
No, I was saying that in addition to prayer, the Word tells us faith without works is dead. And for me, that's a very profound scripture, especially for this particular topic, men, we need you back in leadership. Andre, everything that you've talked about, everything that the sisters have chimed in on, goes back to a few words, unity and work. And that's what we need to do. You know, it's time to stop just talking about it. It's time to start being about it. Amen.
Oh, wait, that's it right there.
Yeah.
That's it right there.
That is it.
Amen, amen. And ladies and gentlemen, for the sake of time, Brother Andre is all over the place, but he took time out of his hectic schedule to visit us here on Bonafide Talk to give us his perspective and the truth perspective about men and leadership. We need you back in leadership. So, Andre, in closing, what is your closing statement regarding men, we need you back in leadership?
I would say to all my men that is under the sound of my breath, I would say to them, it's going back to what you were saying, Evangelist, in terms of taking a look at ourselves, I would say, men, everyone is under the sound, not only my voice, but also Evangelist, because we operate in the prophetic spirit of God.
Amen.
I would say what you're willing to walk away from would determine what you're willing to walk into. There are some things you're going to have to let go of. Before we can get back into that leadership position, there are some things we got to let go of. You know, like I said, you know, clean out your closet. Clean out your closet because people are not only listening to you, but according to the
They're
book of Corinthians, we're like letters. They're also
mm-hmm.
reading us.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
clean out your closet. And what you're willing
Amen.
To walk away from will determine what you're willing to walk into. And if we walk away from all that filth, we'll walk right into a beautiful world. And we can set
Amen.
It off if we come together
Amen.
And love
Amen.
And learn to love one another. And I would also
yes.
say, in conclusion, pray. Pray.
Yes.
Pray. And everything will be all right if we set that foundation. Begin to pray. The Bible says, let me in everywhere. Pray. And we
yeah.
need to pray. And get rid of the weight and the sin that so easily besets us and prevents us from reaching the zenith of our potential. And I guarantee you we'll have some young men and some older men that are joining us. You look at this messed up world that we're in, and it's a beautiful place. We just got some complicated people in it. And if we can just come together on one accord with one accord, we'll be all right. So, again,
Amen.
What you're willing to walk away from will determine what you're willing to walk into.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautifully said.
Yes. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Evangelist Andre Green. Andre, thank you so much for agreeing to be the featured guest on Bonafide Talk. We're going to keep it going. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a caller. Caller ending in the number 8021. I love you, Andre. Thanks for chiming in.
Okay,
have a good time tonight.
Keep me on the line. Keep me on the line. I'm here. Keep me on the line.
Saying? Oh, okay. All right.
I'm here all the way until I get to my destination.
All right, there we go. caller ending with the number is 8021. You're now on Bonafide Talk. What is your question or comment for tonight's discussion?
Hi, how are you doing? My comment is just to say, just a touch on what Minister Andre Bean just said about what you're willing to walk away from, you know, determines what you're willing to walk into. You know, just looking at our youth today and, you know, not just African-American young boys, but just men, young boys as a whole. And I just think that as adults, you know, the grown men, we start looking back and reaching back and touching these young boys as mentors and, you know, starting to guide them the right way, because without the proper guidance, you know, they don't have the right direction as to where they're going. And so we see them heading towards the drugs, the gangs, the, you know, the institutions that are prisons and all these other things that are being built, you know, and stereotyped for them. So I think we just need to start guiding our young men on the right path in order for them to be better leaders and to get back into the role of being leaders, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Beautifully said. And, you know, on that note, I think that this song that Simply Dre came up with is beautiful, and it kind of like it pretty much is the statement for the show. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Evangelist Andre Bean with Are You Listening?
Are you listening, my sister? that war is not the solution. I guess I'll kneel down and pray. Are you listening, brother? Why do we treat our women so cold? She's only searching for a solution as her story unfolds. But every time I turn around, it's black and white crime. We say that we're not crazy, but we're losing our minds. God put us on this earth so we can be of some help. But you can't help nobody if you can't help yourself. Are you listening, sister? Why do you talk to your children that way? It doesn't take all that cussing and fussing for them to hear what you say. Are you listening, sister? Why do you treat your body so wrong? Don't you know that your body is God's holy temple, not just another sad song? But every time I turn around, it's black and white crime. We say that we're not crazy, but we're losing our minds. God put us on this earth so we can be of some help. But you can't help nobody if you can't help yourself.
Radio broadcast in the country, and you're now listening to Bonafide Talk Live. We have another caller. Call us in with the number 0404. You are now on Bonafide Talk. What is your question, comment, or contribution to tonight's discussion?
I want to address Andre Dean. If he wants to, with a single man like him, what would you say to the men that are listening? What brought you back here? What would you say that took you back into the kingdom? I believe God has helped those that don't know how to train and bring in those that are lost.
Hello.
Okay, Evangelist, can
you
repeat the question, Evangelist? Can you repeat the question, Evangelist?
I couldn't make out what the caller was saying. I'm sorry.
Caller, could you get to a place or take the muffler off your phone or come off speakerphone and speak into the phone? Take it off speakerphone.
I'm not on speaker. I'll pull over.
Okay, I can hear you clear now.
My question is, as a kingdom man,
what would you say to the men that are listening, the leaders that are listening? What steps did it take, or who poured into you to help bring you back into the kingdom? Even through all the trials and tribulations you went through in your past, you were brought back into the kingdom of God. Some leaders don't know the key on how to draw back in the souls that were lost.
Well,
can you give some points on that?
Okay. Okay. Well, woman of God, I will say this to you. You know, when you say what brought me back into the kingdom, of course I had leaders. There were people who I admired. There were people that I looked up to besides Tupac and Too Short, and, you know, because I grew up in that era. You know, there were some people out there that were doing some positive things. But you know what? The leaders that you say, men of God, men of the cloth, who are not operating in the full capacity of the gift of which God called them in, I'm going to tell you right now, like it happened to me. Now, it took penitentiary and a few gunshots for me. I don't know what it's going to take for them, but something is going to happen. It's going to take the saints of God to keep praying, and it's going to cause men to repent.
Amen.
It's going to cause men to get on their knees and cry out. I'm not talking about praying. I'm talking about crying out. There's something about a cry that makes Jesus stop in his tracks and turn around and see about you. Men are going to have to cry out and turn from their wicked ways. That's what's going to have to happen. And God's going to bring them to a place. You know, when you're doing some things and God has put you in a position, you can't just be operating any old kind of way. So when you speak about the leaders, woman of God, I believe that we begin to pray and we ask God to equip our men and quicken our men with the Spirit of God. Because some people are not operating if we're talking about ministers, they're not operating in holiness. God will cause something to happen, believe me, to where it'll cause men to repent and turn from his wicked ways. And that's what happened to me. I was in penitentiary. I hope it doesn't take that for the next leader, but I was in penitentiary. And y'all know my testimony from the crack pipe to the prison to the pulpit. But there was a lot of things that happened before that.
Wow.
You know, yeah. And it caused me to repent and cry out to God.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are towards the end of our show. We want to thank Evangelist Andre Bean for being the featured guest on Bonafide Talk tonight. I right now would like to issue a challenge to all leaders across America, whether it be clergy, whether it be political, whether it be social reform, or whatever form of leadership that you are in. In everything that you do, do it with excellence. You have been called to a position, or you say you've been called to a position, it is time for you to act and manifest what you were called to do. The nation is suffering. The world is suffering because we will not unite and put our gifts to work. All that to say, as always, in everything that we do, ladies and gentlemen,
keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's Bonafide Talk.
Get out of there, Preston.
Oh,